learning the bench press. So if you haven't already, go and check out my planks and push-ups recording, because that teaches you about core stability and utilizing your pecs and your triceps effectively. I always think that you shouldn't really start bench pressing until you know how to do a push-up. Okay, but with that in mind, imagining that you've already smashed through that recording, I'm going to tell you how to work this area of the body using both barbell and dumbbell variations. So if you're using a barbell, you'll have the bar set up in the bench rack. So there'll be, if you're at the gym, or you might even have one of these at home, you'll have the barbell in some pegs, so it's held in a position, and you've got a bench underneath. So when the barbell is already set up, if you've had someone help you, or you've managed to do it yourself, awesome. Bear in mind, an Olympic bar is 20 kilos. It's a fair amount of weight to be trying this exercise with. But if you're happy with your push-ups, or perhaps you've had some kind of experience of working on chest press machines, then you know, you're all ready to get fired up with this. Then let's go and proceed. So you've got the bench segments of this piece of apparatus right in front of you, let's imagine. And you're going to just sit at the end. Right, so your bum's just right at the end of the bench, and you're slowly going to lower yourself down until your eye level is directly below the bar, okay? So the bar is already set up in place. You can obviously stretch your hands out to find where you are sort of in relation to that barbell. And it's really important to make sure that you stay right in the middle of the bench as well. All right, so let's imagine that you've got your eye level directly below the barbell. You've worked that all out. And you're right in the middle of the bench. You can feel that you're right in the center. I want your feet to be firmly on the ground. So you've obviously got a bend in your knees and your feet will be touching the ground. I want them to stay in firm contact. It helps you provide a bit of stability and it provides what's known as leg drive. So even though this is a predominantly upper body exercise, you can use stability around the core and the legs to actually help you get those last few reps. It's going to make you more stable and strong throughout as well, which has crossover into other exercises. Now, your feet are firmly on the ground. I want you to bring them as far towards the bar end as you can whilst keeping them firmly on the ground. So your knees will be sort of dropping to the sides of the bench, and the knee level will perhaps even be lower or sort of in line with the bench height, with your feet pulled right back. So if you imagine from the side, this looks almost like an arch. The idea of that, as you may well feel, having put that into practice, is the back of the legs and the glutes start working. You'll also have a bit of a natural arch in your back. And this is actually a really good thing. It means that the back muscles are being utilized to stabilize you. So it's not a sort of relaxing lie down, as you probably noticed. You actually want this to be quite uncomfortable, because it's just going to mean that your body's more engaged, it's more ready to handle weight. Right, with that in mind, you should feel your shoulder blades pushing onto the bench. Obviously a bit of a natural arch in your back. And I really want you to emphasize pushing your chest up. So push your chest out as much as you can whilst keeping your bum and your shoulder blades in contact with the bench. All right, now we're ready to reach for the bar. So as with the deadlift, Olympic bars, they have serrated edges, so you can feel where the center is. So there's a sort of 3 inches of serration right in the middle. So find that area, find where that very center is. And on either side of that will be a smooth edge. So I want you to work your hands towards the smooth edge and slowly work them out until you find the next serrated edge on each side. And now once you're there, I want you to work them out a tiny bit more until you find this little sort of ring of smooth bar. A tiny little ring of smooth bar. For most people, that's about where their pinky finger should be on each side when doing a bench press. If you've got quite short arms, it might be a bit further in. But well, you can have a little play around. Everyone's different with this. But the key thing is just not going too wide, not letting the elbows flare. When we do this movement, we want the elbows to be quite tucked into the side of the body. Okay, so you've got the bar. Let's try with the pinky just on that tiny little smooth rim on each side. Now, I want you to hold onto the bar firmly with your hands and make sure that the thumb wraps around as well so that you've got a really good grip. The first thing that you're going to do is actually pull the bar forwards because it'll be it's slightly behind you because obviously it's sat in its rack. You're going to pull it forwards so that the bar is directly above the middle of your chest with your arms totally locked out. So initially, your elbows are going to be slightly bent. If they're not, you may need to bring the bar level down slightly or get someone to help you with that. But yeah, you should find there's a little bend in the elbow. So let's go ahead now and just pull the bar out of its rack. Okay. And your arms are straight. The bar is now above the middle of the chest. Just get used to the feel of that because it's 20 kilos. It's pretty heavy. So it's just getting used to the stability in the shoulders, how we're going to hold and control that weight. Okay, right. Now, when we start to bring the bar down towards the chest, it's important, like I said before, to keep the elbows tucked. So kind of like with a push-up, you want to make like a sort of 45 degree angle or even tighter. So if you're viewing from above, it would almost be like an arrow shape. Right, so you're going to slowly lower the bar in 3, 2, 1, bringing it down slowly, slowly, to just below the mid chest area. I want you to bring it right down to your body. Okay, now that it's touching your torso, you're now going to drive the bar back up, keeping all that shape in the torso. In 3, 2, 1, let's push. And we're back to a lockout. Okay, so I want you to work a few times on that. If you're finding that's quite hard already, then re-rack the bar and just work it a rep at a time. But if it's all fine for you, then we're gonna lower again in 3, 2, 1, down to the middle of the chest, keeping that arch in the back, keeping the feet where they are, and you're gonna drive it back up. Full lockout, so the arms need to be completely locked out on each rep. Let's come back down again, just below the middle of the chest, we're touching, and then driving back up. And when you feel like you've had enough, just re-rack the weight. Right, so that's the barbell bench press. We're gonna now look at the dumbbell, which is kind of more convenient for the purposes of being at home, because it's kind of easier having dumbbells around the place. What's more difficult though, is you don't have the dumbbells kind of set up in a rack. So we're gonna get you picking up your couple of dumbbells. And you're just standing with them at this point. And now walk over to the edge of your bench, whether that's in the gym or at home. And I want you to sit on the bench itself, like you did with the barbell bench. But you're gonna have the dumbbell sitting on your thighs. So those dumbbells should be on your thighs. You should be sitting up with a nice straight back. They're pushing down into your thighs. Even if they're quite heavy, it's a relatively sustainable position, this one. What you're going to do is kind of roll back onto the bench at the same time. You're going to kick one dumbbell up and then the other. So your body, your torso is going to be slowly going back to a lying position. At the same time, let's jerk up the right knee so that the dumbbell kind of comes towards the chest or the side of the chest, and then do the same with the left knee. Okay, so start lowering down, kick the right one up so it's now by your right pectoral, and now the left. Okay, so obviously making sure that you're right in the middle of the bench. You'll get more and more kind of used to this movement, so the more that you practice, the more that you'll be able to do heavier weights. So we should now have the elbows fully bent with the dumbbells kind of sitting next to the chest. And with the dumbbell bench press, because you've got two objects, it requires a little bit more balance, requires a little bit more discipline perhaps. And you're starting at the most difficult position, which is when the weight's actually touching your chest. So from here, I want you to imagine that you're making a straight line up. You're keeping the elbows tucked right in, and you're making a straight line up until the arms are completely locked out. So let's try that in 3, 2, 1, and press. Probably feels a bit weird at first. And now you're gonna lower down, keeping that elbow tucked. So as if you're trying to come back down in a straight line to bring the dumbbell to your chest. So once again, it should be touching your chest. Your elbow should be pushed right down, fully bent before we go into that next rep. 3, 2, 1, and we press. And lower down in a nice straight line. So just like with the dumbbell, the barbell bench press, you want to make sure that you're keeping a nice curve in the back, that you're keeping your feet firmly on the ground. All those rules apply. When you're done, just drop the weights down by your side, or if you're able to, pull the weights into your chest and you sort of do a sit up to come back to a seated position with the dumbbells.